From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Fighting continues in Syria Sunday. The UN Security Council had unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. But the International Rescue Committee says that activists reported some bombing still continues in eastern Ghouta. Paul Donahue is with the IRC.
I know, speaking to colleagues inside eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
The IRC has been providing aid support for several medical facilities inside eastern Ghouta.
We know that unfortunately more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
A video released by the Syrian Civil Defense, a group for first responders, is said to show an injured child being rescued from the rubble of a building hit by shelling on Sunday. North Korea's expression of willingness to hold talks with the United States brought a tepid response from the Trump administration. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said they will see if Pyongyang's willingness to hold talks, quote, represents the first steps along the path to denuclearization, adding that the maximum pressure campaign must continue until North Korea denuclearizes. This is VOA News.